I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the Pella Boys cross country team following a 10th place finish at state. First of all, let's talk to some of the seniors. What did it mean to have one last chance to come up here at state and have a great race?
It was really fun to have a last race with our team. That mean a lot to each other. And just being able to be together for one last time was a really good experience.
Mason, yeah. How'd it go today?
It went really well today. I mean, I didn't see a significant time drop, but I'm glad I'm here with these guys. They're my brothers, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
So, and tell me how the race went here today for you. How does it go?
It felt good out there, you know. There was a nice, cool breeze. The weather was beautiful, and we had a lot of fans come up and support us this meet, which means a lot to us runners when we're out there.
And Josiah Wittenberg, an All-Stater, sixth place, and as I understand, a PR for you. Tell me about the race today and what went so well for you.
You know, I think it really started last night. Like, this season kind of been a little rough for me, but I literally told him last night, we kind of had some quiet time. Like, you know, something feels different right now. Something's clicking, and, you know, I could definitely see it today as I was out running. I felt very relaxed as I was running, and the pace felt good, and, I mean, I just kept pushing myself, so.
Well, and Tony, this is your first time up here. After state qualifying, you had a great race there, and you had a top 25 finish. What was it like running with some of those really fast packs and seeing, while you've seen some good athletes all year, everybody on the course was running fast?
Yeah, well, it's a really great atmosphere, and there's really no chance to, like, slow down. You have to keep pushing yourself the entire time, and it's great having all the other fast runners here to keep pushing you. And so that just adds to the excitement and all the adrenaline you have with the crowd. And all the runners in a pack around you really helps push you, and so you can do your best.
And Chase, you're also first year here, freshman. Tell me about your race and what you were seeing for the first time with a lot of fast guys.
First mile was pretty crazy. After you got that, just sunk in, and then just had good teammates pushing me throughout. And yeah.
Well, Mr. Lopez, how'd it go for you?
I thought it went pretty well. The first mile was like, it felt kind of slow for me. But as the race went on, it got, like, faster, and I didn't even realize that I've gotten that far. And everyone kept telling me, oh, it's going to be so fast, and I'm like, yeah, it was.
It was fast, and obviously for many of you, this is a third time or a second time in a row to go to state. You know, what was it like just to be back here at this course, having this experience one more time with your teammates?
It was really nice, because last year I had a lot of fun, so I wanted to experience one more time before being done with high school. It was good being able to know the course and know what was happening to be more comfortable in this atmosphere. And it was fun to develop a good relationship with the team one last time.
Mason, same question for you. What did it mean to be at this atmosphere? You hear the booming Mike J over the speaker. To see all these fast runners, what does it mean to be here one last time as a runner?
It's pretty amazing. I came here as a sophomore with Tom Scully when he qualified as an individual. Just come up and support him. And as years went on, I got more comfortable just being here, and that kind of just set my nerves at ease before the start of the race. And of course I was nervous. Everyone's nervous today, but I think it was more calm and cool and collective, yeah.
And Josiah, I had a chance to talk to your sister just a little bit ago about what it meant to have the two of you here running again. You had some of your older siblings here and family here. What did it mean to see her finish as well as she did? And as I understand, a bit of an emotional moment for you after your race, too.
It's very touching. I mean, I've seen how much she's wanted this for years on end. She was an alternate for her first 3 years. So for her to have the chance to go out and run and be one of the Pella's top runners, I mean, that's awesome to see for her, and I'm so proud of her. And, you know, yeah, it's definitely exciting. It was very emotional for me after just thinking about this team and these seniors, how, you know, this is it for, this is the last chance, the last time I was going to be running with them. So, but yeah, I mean, I am so proud of them for what they've done this year, and I'll always remember this moment.
Pella Boys cross country team, a top 10 finisher here at state. Congratulations on a great race. All the best to you, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.